If you turn, please, to Luke chapter 2, we're going to look at one verse of Scripture today. I'm very well aware that our children are all with us today, and some have been with their parents for a long time already today. So we'll try and keep moving here. But I do want to thank those who have done things all over the place over these last number of weeks, over Advent season. Cindy Russell put that service together last night. I moved some things around, but I mean, she's done a wonderful job, as have our musicians and technicians throughout the season. But let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we're grateful that you came. You came to a place that was not in order at all, but you came because you loved us, Lord. And we ask that you would speak to us this morning, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So the time person of the year has been announced. You probably heard who it is. Vladimir Zelensky and the spirit of Ukraine. Okay? Not a big surprise for this year. We hope that he does well. This started way back in 1927 with Charles Lindbergh. And there's been about 95 others that have gone. The last 20 years have included people like Elon Musk and Joe Biden and Donald Trump and Angela Merkel and Pope Francis and Mark Zuckerberg and Barack Obama and Putin and Bush and Giuliani, and everybody had their year of fame. Some have done better or worse than others in between. But, they had a year of fame for person of the year. The glory of our God is for more than a year. It's for all of time. It's in every place. It sparkles, the glory of our God sparkles with brightness, with splendor, with radiance. And his greatest glory is his Son, the Lord Jesus, whom we celebrate today. We've looked at the songs of Christmas by Elizabeth and Mary and Zechariah and Simeon and Anna. And today we look at perhaps the greatest song, the song of the angels. They call us to celebrate in the highest of heavens. The glory of Jesus, the birth of Jesus brings great glory to God. So imagine the angels talking in heaven and they're saying, well, how is a God who is perfectly fair, perfectly just, has to punish any and all sin? How can he be perfectly loving at the same time? And then as Jesus came, they realized, oh, if this perfect God would send his perfect Son, who would give a sacrifice for our sin and take care of its justice, then he would be perfectly loving to all of humanity. And so heaven burst at the seams. It can't restrain the praise of this baby being born. This poor couple that can't afford any musicians all of a sudden has the skies between heaven and earth covered with thousands and thousands of angels singing praise to God for his great gift of grace to everyone that came on Christmas Day. And may what happened that day, may it make us burst into praise with his angels. How many of you went to a Christmas program this year? Okay, how many of you looked at one online? Yeah, some of you did. We did. You know, and it's amazing. At the end of every one of those Christmas programs, everybody jumps up and they clap because it's usually a child or a grandchild or a niece or a nephew or a neighbor kid or whatever, or maybe, you know, if Symphony Hall, maybe it's one of your older family members. But we're so proud of them. We're so excited for them, excited for what they did on that day. And think about it in heaven. They had watched the plans of God. And here was the Father's Son, who had been sent to earth. And for us, this one whom the book of Hebrews said became our brother, our older brother, that became one of us, so that we could know the Father's love, and so that the Father, he would understand what we go through, the hard times of Christmas. He understands because he was here. And so we join with the angels and we say, glory to God in the highest heavens for his Son. We praise him up above, but also we celebrate on earth below, because finally, on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests. We need it. We need it. They watched all of the pain and suffering down here. They said, finally, it's going to come. And imagine the angels' wonder when they realized that the Prince of Peace had been born, as promised by the prophet Isaiah. That as the prophet Micah said, that there in Bethlehem had come one who would be ruler over Israel, and that he, in his being, he himself would be our peace. When Zechariah, the husband of Elizabeth, the uncle of Mary, spoke of him, sang of him, he said, he will bring it'll be the pathway of peace that he brings. Simeon, the old man that waited for all those years for the Messiah to come, said, now, Lord, now I can go in peace. And then when Jesus was born, he spoke to troubled women on more than one occasion, in a day when women were nobodies. They were invisible in a man's world, if there ever was one. Jesus said to them, go in peace. And then when he gave his life for our sin, he rose from the dead and startled his disciples. He said to them, peace be to you. And he calls us, and he invites us to enter into his reign of peace, and gives us opportunity to proclaim and to show his peace as we relate to one another, even in the hardest of times, to show glimpses of his kingdom, which will one day be entirely visible. John McCain, when he was living, was interviewed about what his spiritual life was like. And he told the story about how he had been tied up in a Vietnamese prison camp, a Viet Cong prison under communism. And he was they strapped him together, they tied him together in ways that were so uncomfortable, and he could hardly move. And one day, a Vietnamese prison guard, a Viet Cong prison guard, came and loosened very quietly some of the straps behind his neck. And then at Christmas time, that same guard came along when nobody was looking and drew a cross in the dirt. And he realized that the Prince of Peace, that God was there, that he had a brother there, that somehow, even in this situation where his prison guard probably could do nothing out of fear of his life, and when McCain could do nothing, that somehow even in that tough situation, that God was expressing his presence with them and gave him just a hint of the peace that was to come through this guard there in Vietnam. And we might be in situations that are beyond our control. We might be in times of terrible pain. We might be times when we could lose some things very important to us if we were to express our faith in very loud ways. But we can draw a cross in the sand of where we live or where we work or where we go to school or in our neighborhood in some way to quietly just give reminders of Christ, Christ living in us, Christ living through us, in ways that give a preview of the kingdom to come. Because that kingdom is coming. When Jesus comes back, he will reign on his throne. And the book of Revelation says that there will be a river with a tree of life coming out and fruit on those trees for the healing of the nations. That's where we're headed with the Prince of Peace as we put our faith in him. When Jesus came to the shepherds, they were on the edge of town. they ran to the manger long before the Magi got there. But they were on the right. You know why they were on the edge of town? And you kids know? Because they had a stinky job. They took care of animals out in the fields. And nobody wanted them by because they stunk. But the angels came to them and they were the first ones to hear about Jesus. And so they went to the manger and they were the first ones to proclaim him. And you know, Jesus comes to us. God comes to us, whether we're on the edge of town, maybe we got stinky feet, you know, where we hang out, or maybe like the Magi, you know, maybe we are important. Maybe we're in charge. Maybe we have all kinds of advantages to our lives. Or maybe, like a lot of us, we live sort of in between. And he comes to us, and proclaims his peace to us. So let's celebrate. By going to the manger, by welcoming Christ into our lives, by embracing him with all that we are and all that we have, by receiving him as the one who gave his life in our place, by turning from life our way and turning to life his way. And then joining that great chorus in heaven and in earth. If you want to talk about what that means, we'd love to talk with you. There's some booklets by the door as well. It's hanging on the wall by the door and other stuff all around. And Jesus is here today. Jesus comes to you. He comes to me and welcomes us to welcome him into our lives that we might know and love him and be part of his peaceful reign forever. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we love you this morning. We're so grateful that you came. Thank you for coming for all ages, for every nationality, in every place, every language. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to us in our inner persons this morning. Lord, may we embrace you with all that we are and all we have. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.